hi, Bill.
Yep.
Hi, Bill. It's Clayton.
I'm sorry, one more time?
I said it's Clayton.
Okay, yeah, I was expecting your call.
No worries. Yeah, so we're I'm on a call right now with one of my bosses. His name is Rick. What he's going to do,
okay.
He's going to give you a brief. He's going to give you a brief overview of what of our app and what it does, and then we'll have
okay.
some questions for you after that.
Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, just to give you a quick overview. So we're a small tech company, and we're putting together an app to
mm-hmm.
help local businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of the core functionality of the app is to match customers with service providers and to
right.
ensure and to qualify them to make sure that whatever service they're looking for is within the scope of the service provider.
Correct.
That's one of the main features of the app. And then
the
app will also kind of help manage customers, your contact lists, sending out invoices, sending out reminders, SMS emails, that type of thing. Additionally, payment processing, credit card processing, and scheduling.
Okay.
So basically managing, the majority, most of the aspects of your, a service business.
Okay.
Additionally, some GPS tracking and mapping if they're coming to you or you're going to them. So there's a lot of apps that do these individual things, and basically we're making a single app that does everything is what
okay.
The plan is. So I think you did something with Home Depot and their app type.
Well, I'll tell you, basically, I've been in business 30-plus years. I've owned several handyman companies. I've also worked for the state of California as a firefighter paramedic. I currently work for a company. My business subcontracts to a lot of other companies in the sense of one would be a company called Dedicated Retail Services, and what I do for them is I go out and I production manage the installation of Total Wine and More's. I've been all over the country doing that, from going in and doing the site survey, getting the measurements, to putting in all the displays, graphics, whatever. I also work for a company right now that contracts to the government and independent companies installing RF chambers for cell phone testing. I'm actually, just prior to this call, I'm getting ready to walk into a place that we built a chamber for 2 years ago that's a gravity-free environment that tests equipment that would be going into space.
Wow.
Test it to 3,000 degrees above Fahrenheit, 3,000 degrees below Fahrenheit in a gravity-free environment.
Wow.
So that's a little of my background. I go back. I'm old school. I still do a lot of everything on paper. I would say 99.9% of my business is done on my cell phone. I go back to the days of the old dinosaur where you would meet 10 clients to get one to multi or mass mailing postcards to people, canvas in neighborhood with flyers, business cards, whatever. Back, I would say about 2009, I don't know how familiar you are with Ethan Anderson, but Ethan Anderson, 30 years old, I would say, up in the Bay Area, started a company called Red Beacon. I was approached by him early on in their development stage. There were 13 people in that office that handled not only the service providers, but every customer request. So basically how it worked was a customer would put in a service request. It would go out to three potential service providers. I got in on the ground floor. I worked with them. I met Ethan Anderson's mom in Beverly Hills. She was a doctor. I moved her office. When she asked me what I thought about the program, I was like, unbelievable. It's created $40,000 worth of revenue for me this year. And the whole time I'm talking to her, she's texting her son on the other end.
Yep.
I developed relationships with those people that worked in those offices that I still have today, even though they're no longer with the company. So Not only did I, with them, I provided a 100-mile radius from my front door, all of Southern California. One day I could be in Orange County, one day I could be in Santa Barbara. And my thought from the beginning, from my learning curve and whatever, is when a customer sits down, when a husband wife sit down on the weekend, when they got time, they come up with this honey to do list. Monday morning, one of them hops on this app, whatever, however they go about it. But if you don't respond, if they don't get an answer, they're going to move on to the next guy because they want to get it checked off their list. Because next is childcare, next is grocery store, kids' sports games, whatever. I know because I was part of that family dynamic. So moving forward, I worked with these guys for years and years and years and years. And then I found out that they were selling it to Home Depot. The original thing was they sold it for $75. The total price was to be $90 million. Home Depot paid $75 million up front, and the agreement to pay $15 million in a year if the program was successful. Well, in Home Depot's infinite wisdom, they sat on it for a year and did absolutely nothing with it to get out of paying that additional $15 million. But what they also did in the process was, with Red Beacon originally, I got in on the ground floor, so they took 10% of every job that I got. They would put you in touch with the client. My belief is, if you have a quick response time and you can get your website in front of them, and I don't know if you've looked at my website, but I do a lot of work with the community. I tell my customers up front that part of the proceeds of their job is going to go to help the homeless, to foster children, give back to the community in one way. I not only do that with my church, but I do that with local organizations that I work with too. If you get yourself, your presence in front of that customer, they pick you, like I said, and your response time is quick. You answer any questions they might have. With Red Beacon, I forget how it worked originally, but I can't remember if they were paying me through PayPal and taking their 10%, or if I had to have a surplus account where that money was for leads. When Home Depot got it, Home Depot said, hey, we're going to start charging you $39.95 a month to be part of our program. And the money that you spend at Home Depot, for every dollar amount, that will be converted to a point amount, and you can use that point amount to bid on jobs. Now, the difference between Red Beacon was, like I said, with Red Beacon, my relationship with them, I had lunch in their office. I went up there, spent a weekend, hung out, went to some shows, some games. I developed a very intimate relationship. I became a problem solver for them. So when other service providers failed to perform or screwed something up, they would send me out. I would fix the job. I would satisfy the customer. And then they would give me so many job credits. So, you know, on a $180 job, which is my standard, that's a 6 hour. That was a 6 hour. Now my rates have changed, but it used to be $30 an hour with a 4 hour minimum. But most jobs were $180. Just whether it was a garbage disposal replacement or adjusting a door, installing a door, installing a dishwasher, whatever it was. And I basically, knowing what I do about the industry, as soon as a service request comes through, I look at it, I see what it is, I immediately provide a quote. Then again, that customer gets a link, goes to my website, sees what type of person I am, and goes, you know what, let's go ahead and move forward. Do the job, customer pays me, blah, 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 blah. So for me personally, Home Depot isn't the only store out there.
Mm-hmm.
For me personally, when I go to a client's house, time is money. The quicker I get the job completed, the bigger profit margin it is for me. So I don't care if it's True Value. I don't care if it's Lowe's. I don't care if it was Osh. I don't care what it is. I'm going to hit the closest store. I don't want to be forced to shop at Home Depot.
Right.
So another disadvantage of that was, like I said, I did a 100-mile radius. I have a variety of services that I offer. I got contracted to install some tile, and this particular customer, they were from India. They had ordered their tile from India, and unbeknownst to me, when I bid the job, it was uncalibrated tile, which means no two tiles are the same thickness. There is no, you know, they could be off a 32nd, they could be off a 16th. Not only are they dimensionally in thickness not the same, but in squareness they're not the same. So one tile might be smaller than the other tile. So the job took a little bit longer than anticipated. I never asked for more money. I'm a man of my word. I agreed to do the job for a set price, and that's what I did. Halfway through the job, customer calls, complains to Home Depot, Red Beacon, whatever it was at the time. Now, mind you, when Home Depot did the acquisition, all of the reps from San Jose area or the Bay, they no longer handled it. It was all shipped to Atlanta and handled through the Home Depot corporate office. I believe a couple of my buddies went to Atlanta to train those people, whatever. So a Home Depot that was 3 miles from this job site never sent a rep out, a flooring rep, anybody at the house to inspect the job. They took the customer side of it. They refunded the over $2,000, whatever it was, and then kicked me out of the program until I paid it. So with that being said, I no longer did business with them. And I thought, you know what would be cool is if Lowe's came up with something similar. And I'll be damned, a couple months later, what do you think happens? I get approached by a company called Porch.com out of Seattle, Washington. Same scenario. Help them build it. Gets presented to Lowe's. Lowe's purchases it. They were really gung-ho for a while. They had reps inside the store. Customer would go in and be like, oh, I'm thinking about doing this. Well, do you have anybody to help you? Well, here's the list of service providers. With Porch, it was a little different. With Porch, you bought zip codes.
No, really.
And you were one of the service providers that provided service for that zip code. So I went through and I purchased 3 or 4 zip codes, and I would get the leads for that. Now, being that I've lived in Southern California my whole life, I know where the two-income families live. I know where the movie studio people live. So I bought zip codes around there. So it was beneficial for a while, and then they ended that program, and they went to a lead-generated cost. Now, with all that being said, going back to old Red Beacon, if you bid a job and the customer didn't select you or something went wrong on the job, they would refund your lead cost. Porch, on the other hand, would not do that.
I see.
He's
got some specific questions I think he wanted to ask you about.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So the first question I have for you is, when you think about your typical day, what would you like to see improved in your day-to-day schedule? Would you like to get more leads, new clients? Would you like help with scheduling? Would you like help with marketing? Or would you like help with invoicing?
For me, across the board, it's going to be more leads.
Leads, okay.
Yeah, that's where I feel that, your best dollar is going to be spent is in capturing the leads, however you do it, with, you know, SEO or, you know, having reps out at whatever market you plan to, you know, encounter. Now, I can tell you with Red Beacon, that program is no longer around. Home Depot, like I said, they failed to perform just so they wouldn't have to pay that additional cost. Now they've transferred it over to some kind of pro services, whatever. But when they had reps in the store and a table set up, you know, greeting customers at the door, what kind of services are you looking for? Putting them in touch with home providers. That was great, but what happened when they did the acquisition too is they acquired a bunch of handymen that weren't up to par. I mean, I met customers after the acquisition that had hired somebody through the system, and the person had gotten a deposit and never showed up. So I guess first and foremost is making sure your service providers are up to par, because they're a representative of your company. If they do shoddy work, it's going to look bad on the company. So, you know, whether...
How are you getting your leads? How are you currently getting
I have done... Okay, so like I said, I subcontract for a lot of people. About 4 years ago, I went through a really bad custody case. I shut my company down. I went to work for another company. I built 3 custom homes in the Pacific Palisades area as a project manager. And I guess it's been about a little bit over a year or two, about 2 years. I decided to reopen the company. I never took my website down, whatever. I do absolutely no advertising whatsoever, and I'm pretty much booked every day. At the peak of my business, I had 16 employees other than myself. That's what, you know, and like I said, I'm old school. I do everything on paper. So when I get a lead, and I still get leads generated through some of the systems like Porch and Home Advisor and Angie's List, whatever, is I write down the information in the upper right-hand corner. I'll write Red Beacon, Porch, whatever. I'll write the amount of the bid. When I'm done with that, I throw it all in a file box. Now, at the end of the year, I dump all that out on my bed or kitchen table, and I sort it all out into piles, and I go, okay, so where's my best advertising dollar spent? At the peak of Red Beacon, I spent about $8,000 for $40,000 worth of income. And at the peak of it, I was generating anywhere between $100,000 and $120,000 per year.
Okay, okay. And as far as providing you with leads, what would be the best way for us to provide you with leads? For example, would you like leads via call, email, or text?
Well, I think that across the board, of course, you're going to have a website, whatever. You're going to post the lead on there. But for me personally, and I think for the customer experience, receiving a text message that gives the information of that lead where I can open it up, where I click a link, it connects me to your website, I see the details of the lead, and I'm able to immediately bid right there.
Okay, okay. Now, as far as for the leads, as far as pricing, would you like, let's see here, just give me 1 second, would you like to get direct calls from the client, and we would, or would you like them pre-screened? For example, we have 2 options as far as charging. We can send you a cold call lead that may or may not convert depending on, you know, your conversation with the client, and that lead would cost anywhere between $1 to $5 per lead. Or we can answer the call for you, confirm and book the client, and charge you a small commission between 10% to 15% per lead. Which would be more appealing to you?
I think they both have their own appeal, and I think that again, from my experience working with all the different people that I work with, it's my feeling that you have three. You can have as many service providers in your network as you want, but everybody's response time is going to be different. Everybody's comfort level with the system is going to be different. Everybody's comfort level with the scope of the job or work to be done is going to be different. For me, I've been doing it for so long, I can tell you that probably in the last 20 years, I've maybe been wrong two or three times. And that was a learning experience for me, and I ate it, and I didn't put it off on the customer. I didn't complain about it. I just did it and go, you know, next time I got to think about that, you know, that part of the project. Again, for me, as now, I will tell you that I've also played the customer on both sides of those platforms. And I put in service requests to have a very simple job done. I posted pictures of the work to be done on the internet. Any service provider could have looked at it. I made it as effortless as possible. And I had 16 people call me, want to schedule an on-site. Now, think about it from a homeowner's aspect. When you got kids, family, job, whatever, are you going to set 16 appointments to meet with somebody that supposedly in a specialized trade that has questions on how to complete the work? For me, it's very simple. You know, there has been times when I need to get more information from the customer before I bid. Or maybe I'll bid and I'll ask the customer, oh, by the way, I forgot to ask you, is there already a water line there? Oh, well, I didn't know that, so I'm going to have to go back and adjust the bid. Where's the clear, you know, where's the closest gas line? Where is there electricity nearby? But, you know, in most cases, the information that the customer provides or that you get from the customer and you're able to provide to the service provider makes it a painless transaction between all parties involved.
Okay, so as far as your leads are concerned, like I said, you would, both options would be appealing, is what you're saying?
They would, and I think, you know, invoicing is going to be kind of hard from my perspective, and that's only my opinion, because depending on how your payout system is worked. Now, not everybody's got PayPal. I do. On my smaller jobs, when I'm going to go to a customer's house, I incur the cost of the materials until the job is completed, and I always bid, like this morning, I bid a job for a church to install a 36-inch hollow core door. I called them and I said, it's going to be $189. And they go, okay, let us put it through the board if we get approval. So I know on that day I'm going to have to go to Home Depot. I'm going to have to buy the door. I'm going to have to buy the hardware. I'm going to go install the door. And as soon as I get ready to walk out the door, they're going to hand me a check. When you're talking about cost of materials and invoicing on your side, my opinion would be it would be a little difficult because every job is going to be different across the board. So in my opinion, I would structure it so that if you guys do the invoicing, you provide the lead, you take a percentage, whatever that is, that money goes into account. The service provider has the option to withdraw from that account up to, you know, whatever is available there, whatever processing time it is for you guys, whatever. But I also think that once the money is generated through your system, you guys should hold on to a reserve amount that could be used for future jobs.
Future leads.
And with that being said, I think that you should only be charged for the lead if you get the job. You shouldn't be selling the same lead to multiple contractors. For me, the ideal model and what I've seen work in the past is you put the lead out there, the customer request, you give three service providers an option to bid on that job. That information goes in front of the customer. Customer picks a service provider. That service provider is charged the service fee, not the other two.
Okay. Okay, give me 1 second.
Now, I'm not going to say that I'm against, I'm not really for it, but I'm not against paying a monthly service fee. I'm also not opposed to, you want to have people that are going to provide our customers with a good quality service overall. So, with that being said, if you've got somebody in the system that you're providing leads to and their response time is over 24 hours or a few days down the line, that's not somebody I would want to have in my system. I want to have somebody in my network that is aggressive, that's going to provide quality work, that's going to get on top of that lead, because not only does it make me the service provider, but it also makes you, the lead generator, money.
Yeah. Now, as far as invoicing, you said you're only collecting payments through either PayPal or checks?
I think that if you guys are going to do, well, but again, I think invoicing for you guys, I think invoicing should be the service provider's option. If they want to pay for that additional service, because maybe some guys aren't good at the paperwork aspect of it.
Well, I was trying to ask is that how are you currently charging your clients at the moment? Just how you're charging your clients. So are you only charging them through PayPal and checks?
No. I take cash, credit cards, everything. Okay. What happens is when I get a service request, I bid the job, including materials. If it's a small job, then I won't worry about it. I'll just incur the cost till final payment. If it's a large job, depending on how big the job is, I might take 50% up front. If it's going to be a lengthy job, I will take either 33.3% three times, or if it's going to be a longer job, because like this year I've done, Los Angeles currently has a program called the Accessory Dwelling Unit Conversion to deal with our homeless problem. So if you have a garage that you would be willing to convert to a living space, the city of Los Angeles will give you a $15,000 incentive to do that. And then they put a rent cap on it of $1,300 to $1,500 a month. It's to help tackle our homeless problem, get people off the street. So this year I've done three of those. And those are a little lengthy. Sometimes they take 6 to 8 weeks depending on the project. So I might take 25, 25, 25, and 25 just to break it up and make sure that my employees get paid. And then I'll get mine on the back end.
Okay. Now, as far as how many service calls are you getting daily?
What's that?
How many service calls are you getting daily?
Just through my regular network of people and past employees, stuff, or past customers and stuff like that. I might get 3 to 5. I'm currently on one now. I just received at like 10 o'clock this morning. With Porch, I would say I average about 7 to 10 leads per day.
Okay.
Every lead has a description. Every lead has the cost amount associated with it. And then I determine whether that's something I want to do or not do.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. And you said you're doing everything old school. So would you have any interest in a mini CRM? Mini CRM is a customer relations management system where it keeps track of all your clients. It keeps track of all your clients, all the services you provided for them. It also tracks all of the invoices. It pretty much just keeps a general track of all of your clients, and it would actually be able to assist you as well at the end of the year as far as with your taxes. So there's no more paper trail. We'll have all of your clients all in one system, and you can be able to manage them and, you know, see whatever
For me personally, no. But I think there is a genuine market for that. If you had approached me in year one of all these tech company, you know, launches, which would have been about 2009, and I had no idea what I was doing, and it was just coming in faster than I could put it out, I would have said yes. But there's definitely been a learning curve here. Now, like I said, I go back to knocking on people's doors to where we are now. And, you know, I weigh out where my best advertising dollar is. I weigh out what the cost of lead generation is at the end of each year. I've been charged anywhere from 10% all the way up to 44% of my lead. And at one time, I've got an addictive personality, so I was addicted to money. And it was nice to have nice things all the time. But now my life is simplified. I've got full custody of my son. I do a lot, like I said, I do a lot of charity work, and my focus is on quality better than quantity. But with that, you know, one of the things that I used to tell people, and when Clay first approached me about talking with you guys, I told him I'll be very honest. And this is about as honest as it can get. I've had Handyman Network call me, I don't know how many times, every time they get a new, case manager or something, they'll call and they go, oh, we've made all these changes, we've done all this stuff. And I say to them quite simply, how long would you continue to date the same girl that's not putting out? You know, you're not going to keep spending $100 on her, taking her to dinner and stuff. And I don't mean to be blunt, but that's just the way I am. I'm a very honest individual. And, you know, I'm not going to keep throwing money down the sink that's not benefiting me anyhow. You know, an example was, in my early years, I got signed up with Yelp. You know, they were going to be this, they were going to do this, they were going to blah, 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 blah. Get signed up with them, pay $200 a month for advertising. Couple months go by, I don't know why, I was sitting down, I think I was reading a review or something, and I happened to click on my business account, and I see that there's a $537.67 surplus of money they haven't used. So I call my sales rep there. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Why you guys keep dinging my account for $200 when you got $537 still sitting there? And they're like, well, you know, the way that our system is set up, you know, it'll get used at one point or whatever. And so I called my bank and I had my debit card swapped out. And then they called me and they're like, hey, we tried to process your payment and it didn't go through. What's going on? I go, you got $500 and some, use it, and then call me. Well, you know, the way our system's set up, whatever. Well, you know what ended up happening? They took down every good review I had on there. And they only left the bad ones. Now, of course, you know, with Red Beacon, I was doing about 6,000 clients per year. And out of 6,000 clients per year, I think I might have had 30 reviews. And 90% of them were flawless. Customer had a great experience, whatever. And what I found is you're never going to concentrate on the 99 sheep you have in the pasture. It's always going to be that one that got away. So you can satisfy as many people as you want and their busy life, whatever they got going on, they can't leave you a review. But you better believe if you screw up for whatever reason, could be personal emergency, could be sickness, could be national emergency with the fires that we just had, they're going to post that bad review. Now, some people like myself, I'll look past that because I realize in life, shit happens. But there's always that personal, oh, well, I don't know, you know. He had one bad review. Of course he had 30 good ones, but he had one bad one. But with that all being said, about 6 months ago, the state controller's office went in and they audited Yelp because of all of their shoddy behavior. And I got every dime that I ever invested in them refunded to me. It was a nice surprise in the mail. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep. Thought I lost you for a minute.
Like I said, we pretty much we have everything we need here, but we do want to make sure that you're paid for your time. Who should we make the check out to? Should we make it out to your business name?
No, it would be William E. Kenton.
Okay, hold on. William, you said what?
E, middle initial E.
Okay.
Last name is Kenton, K-E-N-T-O-N.
K-E-N-T-O-N?
Yep.
Okay, and where should we mail it to?
It would be my business address. Do you guys have that?
Okay. No, I don't have it.
Okay, it's going to be 4821.
4821.
Lankershim, Lankershim Boulevard.
Is that North Hollywood or Studio City?
It is North Hollywood, and it's suite F as in Frank, 380.
Okay, hold on one second. You said suite F as in Frank.
380.
380.
Yep.
And what's the zip there?
91601.
All right, awesome. Yeah, so thank you so much for having a call with us. We'll definitely be in touch. I'm pretty sure.
Where are you guys located?
We're located in West LA.
Oh, you are in West LA. And how?
Most likely, I'm sorry.
How big is your company currently?
Well, we're still in our startup phase, so we haven't launched anything as of yet, but we are close to launching. So most likely within the next maybe week or so here, I will be in touch, and we'll probably schedule a meeting.
Are you guys looking at nationwide or just Southern California?
No, nationwide.
Okay.
I think our focus will be Southern California at the beginning, but we will eventually branch out. Like I said,
cool.
I'll definitely my boss is going to listen to our call. And we will most likely be able to schedule a meeting with you in the near future. That way we can get more details about, you know, your experiences.
That would be awesome.
Thank you so much for your time, Bill. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So
have a blessed day.
Okay, likewise.